My name is Joe, and we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Now, is your age between 21 and 29?
No.
30 through 49? 50 through 64? Or over 65?
Over 65.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Over 65, thank you.
I gotta go, I have an appointment, sir. You can try back later, I got an appointment right now.
It'll be a few
minutes. I'm on the way on.
I will take lunch, like 7 to 8 minutes.
How many minutes?
7 to 8 minutes.
No, I gotta go. Sorry.
I'll make it fast.
Sir, then, let's go. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your gender?
My what?
Your gender?
I'm a male.
Thank you. Now, first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best. Yes, it's okay.
Yes.
Okay, when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Now, the
How often or what percentage?
No, how often?
Once a week.
Okay. The options are never, tried once or twice a year, once a month. Okay, let me jot that down.
Yeah.
Once a month. Okay. Next question. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate, like hash oil? The options are never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Never. Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Okay, let me select that one. Now, next I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one.
Okay.
If you don't agree or disagree, just let me know. It's okay. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And let me tell you that I do really appreciate you participating and that it will really help your community, okay?
Okay.
Let me get your name again.
Joe,
okay. That's the best name, just like me. There we go. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Are you neutral on this? Disagree or strongly disagree?
Agree.
You agree, okay. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree or strongly disagree?
Neutral.
Neutral on this one, okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
You agree, okay. Most adults in my community think most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree? Do you strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm neutral.
Okay, let me select that one for you. Okay, the next one is most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree? Or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of night vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree with that one? Strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. And we're getting towards the bottom here, okay? Thank you again for participating. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree? Strongly agree?
Neutral,
okay. Next one is, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree with that one? Strongly agree?
Yes, agree.
Agree. Okay. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree?
Strongly disagree,
okay.
Strongly agree, yeah.
Strongly agree, okay. I changed that. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree?
Strongly agree.
Got it. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Agree, strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree with that one? Strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Now, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree?
Agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral? Disagree or strongly agree? Thank you. Thank you, Joe. We're getting towards the bottom here. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree. Strongly. Okay. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Agree.
Agree.
Okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree with that statement? Strongly agree. Neutral. Disagree or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree? Strongly agree? Neutral?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree with that statement? Strongly agree? Neutral?
Strongly agree.
Okay. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable with accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree with that statement? Thank you.
Yeah.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Got it. Thank you. That's what I selected for you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Agree? Strongly
agree. Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree? Strongly agree?
Agree.
We're almost done here, okay? Thank you so much. We're towards the end here. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Got it. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. You agree?
No, I agree.
Got it. Thank you. Just a few more questions here. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. It's okay. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Is it never? Tried once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Once a week? Daily?
Twice a month.
Twice a month, okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never? Tried once or twice? Once or twice a year? A month? Twice a month? Once a week or daily?
Once in 20 years.
Okay. Okay, good. Once in 20 years. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
So, almost done here. Okay, just the last question.
I mean, keep saying that. You got duplicate questions. Went over these questions like four different times. Same question.
They're a little similar, but here we're towards the end. I promise.
Who wrote these questions?
Yeah, we have a department that writes those. So, should I write like tried once or twice? Should I check that?
Never.
Is that okay? Never?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Now, how often do you use vaping devices or
cigarettes? Never.
Thank you. Now, I just have a final question here. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials
never.
That say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
No, never.
Never. Okay. Now, how
would
you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, South Asian or Asian American? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? White? Hello?
White.
White? Okay.
Caucasian, yeah.
Okay. Now, just as a token, this is the last question, last one. As a token of our appreciation, the Sporting Prevention Advocacy and Resource Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Now, please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Number one, Klein Theater. Number two, Friends of the Library, Inverglen Library. Or the third option is IGH Best Foundation. Where do you want that donation to go to?
IGH,
okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Joel, thank you. You were phenomenal. You were
You're
great.
Right. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.